Welcome to the Modern Miss Mason podcast. My name is Leah Bowden, longtime student of Charlotte Mason's work and practitioner of her methods. I'd love to help you find the fun and the freedom in her philosophy. Hello, my friends, and welcome to another week of our Summer of Poems. Time is certainly ticking away, isn't it? We are heading into the middle of August, which is incredible. We are still right in the middle of our summer break here in the UK, and we are having a beautiful season of sun, a summer, I guess some would call it, but we are having lots of sunshine, which is amazing and definitely makes up for not being able to go too far due to COVID-19. So we are enjoying the British sunshine, which is glorious. Just this afternoon, my family and I drove the half an hour trip to Stratford-upon-Avon, and we sat in the sunshine and watched the Royal Shakespeare Company perform some free outdoor theatre, which was incredible. They kind of picked monologues and just small speeches because they all had to be socially distanced, as did we in our little sections sat on the grass. But just to sit by the River Avon on a beautiful British summer afternoon, listening to Shakespeare, and to just see my children soaking it up and listening to the, there was music and the speeches of the great bard himself, was, it's not only thrilling to watch it and enjoy it for myself, but to watch my children's faces totally engaged. And we've been reading Shakespeare for years, but to watch it on, I'd say, stage with inverted commas, because it was grass and a few tree stumps they were stood on. In fact, if you're on my Instagram, on my stories, on both my accounts, you'll be able to see a little bit of video from today's Shakespeare. So that was a fun thing to do. And I am still continuing and enjoying my reading of poetry and prose this summer. In fact, today I read a good few chapters of a fantastic Madeleine L'Engle book on faith and art, which I will tell you more about when I finished it, but love just reading lots of different kinds of books this summer, and I'd love to hear what you're reading. Get in touch on Instagram or Facebook or email me, tell me some of the books you're loving and maybe we can talk about them. I am busy planning our next season, and I'm excited that I do start the recording soon. And one of the conversations that is going to be slotted into September will be about Shakespeare. And one of the things that I'm going to be doing next season is not just interviewing people who particularly practice the Charlotte Mason philosophy and maybe have honed into one particular methodology, but I want to actually interview experts in the field of literature and the arts, and who may not be home educating but can tell us a lot about that specific subject. So I'm interviewing this week an amazing lady who is to me a real specialist on Shakespeare. She has directed, she has been acted in the plays herself, she has taught it, and she has spent many years supporting home educators in a centre in the States. So you're going to love that conversation, and I know you will be incredibly inspired to build upon what you're doing with your children around Shakespeare. Right, well, this is supposed to be short. I'm going to cut it short here, and I'm going to introduce today's poem to you. If you have been listening to the podcast for the past few months, then you would have heard our amazing interview with Amy Hughes on That Quiet Growing Time. And she is just so eloquent, so gentle, and so learned in the whole area of gentle parenting, and how Charlotte Mason really inspired her journey in that. And we have a gorgeous telling of a Longfellow poem, which Amy is going to read to us in just a moment. But before we jump into Amy, just a quick reminder that if you are eager to learn more about the Charlotte Mason philosophy this summer, there are two things that I could possibly help you with. One is to sign up for the Charlotte Mason Unboxed course. You can click the link in the details of this podcast and head over there. It's a one-time purchase, lifetime membership, and an unraveling and an unveiling and an unboxing of everything you could to help you be able to kind of carve your own path with the Charlotte Mason philosophy. It is not a curriculum. It is a support mechanism for educators. The other thing I do provide, especially over the summer period, is video coaching. So if you do would prefer a one-on-one session with me, please get in touch. Again, go over to my website. All the details are on there. I do have some slots still available for August. If you'd like to jump in and do that, you can book a one-off session or some block coaching for a longer period of time. Okay, well, it is so great that you are tuning in today. I so appreciate it. If you do have a moment to click on those 5 stars and maybe leave a little review, it just helps other people see and find the podcast, which I really want as we jump into this next season very soon. But I'll let you get on with your Monday. Here's Amy with the Longfellow poem I've promised you.
Birds of Passage, Flight the Fifth, by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Stay, stay at home, my heart, and rest. Home-keeping hearts are happiest, for those that wander they know not where are full of trouble and full of care. To stay at home is best. Weary and homesick and distressed, they wander east, they wander west, and are baffled and beaten and blown about by the winds of the wilderness of doubt. To stay at home is best. Then stay at home, my heart, and rest. The bird is safest in its nest. Over all that flutter their wings and fly, a hawk is hovering in the sky. To stay at home is best.
Listening to the Modern Miss Mason podcast. If you loved it, share it with a friend, and you can leave us a great review. And of course, we'll be back here next week. Before then, you can find me on Facebook or Instagram on Modern Miss Mason, or you can go over to my website on modernmissmason.com.